Well, joining us here on Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith. And Lieutenant Governor Beckwith, on Thursday, the Indiana House passed an amended version of Senate Bill 1, providing some property tax relief for Indiana homeowners, also Indiana farmland owners. But on Saturday, when I checked my phone, I saw a social media message from you that said that Senate Bill 1, we can't let this become law. You're now urging Governor Mike Braun to veto the bill. I'm kind of curious your thoughts now on Senate Bill 1 and the feedback you've gotten from not just Hoosier homeowners, but also from Hoosier farmland owners.
Yeah, so TJ, I've always said that this is the best of a bad bill, right? Like, so Governor Braun did a great job of getting it to where it is right now. It doesn't mean it's a good bill. And I think even he's said publicly that he was going to veto what the House initially did a week ago. He said it. I mean, he was very clear, like, that was not a good bill. And then he got the House to put in some concessions that he was fighting for. They got it to be better. The governor I agree with the governor's heart in all of this. It is to lower the tax burden on everyday Hoosiers. And that's my heart. That's what we want to do as an administration, is to take the tax burden off of farmers and homeowners specifically. And I kind of gave that bill time to see, like, I wanted to go through it myself. I wanted my team to go through it, which we did. And I heard over the last 5 days, I've been hearing from Hoosiers all over the state, up north, down south, central Indiana, and especially the conservative base. Now the conservative base is, I represent that base more than any other base. Like, that's how I got elected. And they were livid. I mean, I'm telling you, I've never seen them so passionate about, they were letting me know. They were like, this is not the fix. This is not what we've asked for. This potentially is going to hurt us. A lot of people are very concerned with the lit increases that could potentially happen. Now, this, I'm saying could, because you talk to any legislature, they'll say it could happen, but it may not happen. And that's the problem. So as I was going through it, reading it, I was talking to different legislators. I was talking to different very, very skilled political activists who know this stuff. And every time people were saying, well, we just don't really know, right? It's not real clear what's going to happen across the board. Now, maybe the messaging was bad. Maybe there is a way to say, no, this is clear. This is what's going to happen. And if that messaging gets better, then maybe the people will say, okay, this might be worth taking a look at and doing. But right now, where it stands today, it's super complicated. It's very convoluted. Now, I know this for a fact, that it's less complicated with this version than it currently is, right? Like, so, but that's not going from bad to good. That's going from, really bad to just kind of bad, right? And we might be able to say we're making good steps, right? I'm not disagreeing with that, but it's still too complicated. It's still too convoluted. Hoosiers need something that they can wrap their head around. What is this going to do to the average everyday Hoosier? We have to sell it better. We have not done a good job. And because of that, I had to put out my statement on Saturday, because the base was demanding it. And I agree with the base on that. Like, they just said, we don't really know what this is going to do. And especially farmers. I've talked to farmers on this. Listen, it breaks my heart. Farmers are getting nothing. They're getting a penny thrown their way. It's not going to do anything for farmers, really. And again, Governor Braun's heart, my heart, is to really help farmers. But we don't write legislation. All we can do is advocate and lobby the legislature to give us a better bill. And the governor's fighting. I believe the governor he's the most conservative fiscal governor that we've had, I think, probably ever. And he's a fighter. And I think he's doing some great things. It's just, this is kind of part of the process.
Lieutenant Governor Beckwith, you mentioned the local income tax part of Senate Bill 1, the lit part, if you will. I've read through most of the bill. It's over 300 pages. I know there have been a lot of amendments made to the bill, but it reads that now Indiana towns and cities with populations of more than 3,500 can now impose that local income tax, a brand new tax, of up to 1.2% beginning after December 31st, 2027. And I'm curious if that brand new tax, playing a shell game, so to speak, is what led to your ultimate decision to want the governor to veto this bill altogether.
Yeah, that's my big concern, is are we, again, I don't care if we pay less in property taxes if that means we're going to get hit on another tax and the government's going to get their money from us over here. That is increasing the overall tax burden. I wasn't running just because of property taxes. I was running because of taxes in general. Like, we, first of all, I think it's immoral to tax somebody's home and their property on that alone. Like, we have a big problem here. But if we're going to make the right steps forward, I wanted to see property taxes come down. But now what they're doing is they're saying, okay, fine, then, you know, we'll give you the property tax decrease, but then we'll also allow the cities to be able to really hit you hard on the lit if they want to. Now, there's an argument that it's a local issue, right? And I think that's where the governor stands. I stand on that too. Like, if local communities want to elect people that will raise the lit tax, should they not have the right to do so? And there's an argument there. And I'm a home rule guy all day long. So if a Fishers, Indiana wants to screw over their constituents and just tax the living daylights out of them with lit tax, okay. Well, Fishers, vote in different leaders in your community. And so there's a strong argument to be made that this needs to be a local issue. And I'm not saying that I don't agree with that. I do actually agree with that. But I don't want to make it easier for bad city officials. Again, most counties are pretty good. I'm not worried about the county officials. The county commissioners, a lot of times, and county councils tend, what I see around the state, they tend to be pretty fiscally responsible, good stewards of the taxpayer dollars. Where I see a lot of the abuse is usually in the city level. And again, it's not every city. So I know if you're a city official right now, you're listening to this, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so offended right now. The lieutenant. No, not every city is a bad actor. Unfortunately, there are some bad actors though out there. And so we're trying to make a plan that fixes a bad system to some extent. And it's very hard to do that. And so I just think ultimately, if it's complicated, if it's not really going to address the situation quickly, then we got to try again. I'd hate to do something that makes it worse for people. And I'm just concerned that this might make it worse for the average Hoosier taxpayer.
In your role as lieutenant governor, you also serve as president of the Indiana Senate. What's next for Senate Bill 1? It goes back to the Indiana Senate, but in your role as president of Indiana Senate, can you tell the state lawmakers, hey, let's pump the brakes here. What can you do? What can the Indiana Senate do? What's next for Senate Bill 1? Yeah,
absolutely. I can certainly tell them anything I want to tell them. I'm going to tell them. And I think what I'm telling them right now is, like, guys, if this is good for Hoosiers, because I think a lot of senators do have concerns. And I think there are some senators that do think it's a good bill, but still the concerns are there. My message to Republican leadership in the state, you got to sell it. Listen, even leadership will tell you they're terrible at messaging. I mean, if there's one area that the Republican Party does a terrible job in and around the state, it's messaging. Like, we just don't message well. Democrats blow us out of the water when it comes to messaging. And so this is a very important bill that has to be messaged better. The governor absolutely is that way. I mean, he believes that as well. And I think he's working on getting the better messages out to the state, and I'm going to help him with that. And if we can message it well, man, praise God, let's do it. And maybe there's something in here that average Hoosier doesn't know, that if they did know, then they'd say, okay, this is a good bill, and then we can support it. So that's what we got to do better, is the messaging piece. And I'm certainly going to encourage senators today and just say, hey, if you like it, well, then message it better. And I can't be the one, you know, Republican in the state that is concerned with the messaging piece. And I'm not. I mean, the governor, him and I talked yesterday, and he said as much. He said, we can do a better job messaging, and they're working on it. And so I'm excited to see what they come up with. And if I think it's a good message, then I will put out what I believe in, and I won't, you know, shy away from saying I don't believe in something. So.
Well, my final question, not only are you lieutenant governor, you're president of the Indiana Senate, you're also secretary of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture. You mentioned how you want Senate Bill to provide relief for not just families, but farmers as well. And I'm kind of curious, what message do you have for farmers in regards to this legislation, Lieutenant Governor Beckwith?
I'm sorry. I mean, I think that's probably the big one right now. Now, something could change where farmers get more, but I mean, farmers are taking the taking this on the chin. Farmers are good people. They're God and country people. They're patient people. They've shown a lot of grace in us trying to deal with these issues, but they really aren't getting much in this bill. And again, we may not be able to give them much right now because we've got to deal with the homeowner issue first. And then we can start to address the ag land and property for agriculture down the road. But I think there's things that that we could do for farmers even now that might help them. I do think there is a I gotta go back. I mean, this thing has been amended a few times now, so I have to go back and look. But one of the things that I believe is still in the bill is being able to depreciate all the way down to zero your farm equipment. And that should hopefully help. I think right now you can only appreciate it down, depreciate it, sorry, down to 30%, I believe is what it is. And so you're paying, you know, on equipment that you have in any other tax formula would be depreciated all the way down to zero. You're still paying 30% taxes on that. And so that to me is maybe a helpful thing for farmers, and certainly I'd like to see that if that's going to help take the burden off of farmers. But so there's little wins. It's not all bad for farmers, but I think we certainly do better. And farmers have given us a lot of grace. I mean, I've talked with Farm Bureau, I've talked with, you know, Randy Crone and people, in the leadership, Don Lamb, our state director, does a great job, and they get it. You know, they're not, you know, screaming bloody murder in the state house right now, but they are saying, yeah, we're disappointed, and there's a little bit for us, but we wish there would have been more. And so I'm not done fighting for more. I know the governor's not done fighting for more. We'll continue this fight as long as we're in office, most likely, you know, unless we somehow God shows up and a miracle happens and we get a bill that really does, you know, help everybody. But we're going to keep on advocating. I certainly will keep on advocating for farmers, come hell or high water.
Lieutenant Governor Beckwith, I'll let you hop off the phone so you can whip this bill into shape. And thank you again for your time here on Hoosier Ag Today. I certainly appreciate it, sir.
Hey, thanks, TJ. I appreciate you. Keep up the great work you guys are doing.